Script. Hello, this is Paige Estratore with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, providing you the latest updates in personal and business insurance from across Australia. Focusing our lens on the strata insurance landscape this week, we witness CHU, Australia's foremost strata insurance underwriting agency, significantly enhancing its insurance capacity. Up from $300 million, CHU now covers up to $690 million, aptly addressing the rising trend of larger and complex strata developments. Kimberly Johnson, CHU's CEO, underscores the growing necessity for robust insurance solutions in this changing environment. Stepping into the shoes of independent brokers, customers can now leverage the increased capacity at CHU for a more informed choice and greater flexibility. An indicative pricing feature has been introduced, saving time by offering preliminary premium estimates efficiently. Such strides in the insurance market promise comprehensive coverage for burgeoning residential and commercial developments. Just as CHU boosts its capacity, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is advocating for reforms in Victoria's strata laws due to rising insurance premiums. The ICA cites a strong connection between the insufficient governance of strata-titled properties and these escalated costs. Building defects, costing Australians an astounding $1.3 billion yearly, have been identified as a major concern. Ways forward proposed by the ICA encompass enhancing governance, better educating committee members, as well as reviewing licensing schemes for strata managers. In the realm of construction insurance, we see an unexpected decline in premiums amidst intensifying competition in 2025. The first half of the year enjoyed premium reductions ranging from 5% to 15%, a reversal of the upward trend from 2024. Construction firms can thus seize these advantageous conditions, although they are urged to maintain robust risk management practices. Australia's construction sector faces mounting costs, exceeding 30% owing to unexpected factors including supply chain disruptions, inflation, and labor shortages. Escalating costs of key materials like copper and bricks, along with demanding regulatory changes for certified materials, are among the challenges faced. Builders have tweaked their strategies to include long-term agreements and open-book contracts for cost-sharing. New approaches, coupled with collaboration with insurers to customize coverage, serve to reduce risks and ensure project viability. This indeed is an exciting period for the insurance industry, full of challenges and opportunities. We at Financial Services Online are dedicated to keeping you informed about these trends. Be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more news and updates. Till next week, this is Paige Estratore, signing off on your weekly insurance news wrap. Stay updated, stay informed.